None but the hungry heart. 7.6. Affliction's effect. But what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Philippians 3 verse 7. Our Father has many reasons for administering trial, all good. Trial teaches us the futility of the old life and the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus, our new life. The Christian suffers the same calamities as others, perhaps even worse. He faces difficulties and losses in the things of this life. He has to be prepared to meet death itself. In all these circumstances, he is calm and trustful. He is not only sure of ultimately going to heaven, but already abides there and enjoys something of it in his own heart. God is real to him and ever near. He knows a peace which passes all understanding, and he experiences a joy which no man can take from him. This surely should be our testimony in the world, but it can only be as the Lord Jesus himself lives out this life in us. The world is divided into two things, pleasures and afflictions. I am more afraid of the pleasures than the afflictions. In afflictions you turn to the Lord. The danger is of being carried away by the very favours God has given to man. Those who suffer from chastening ought to be before the Father, owning his hand, and he who has wounded will heal. The Lord Jesus did not take the cup which he had to drink from us, from man, nor from Satan, but from his Father's hand. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Philippians 3 verse 8.